Hey everybody, I'm going to try to do this video in here just because of the, it's insanely hot out there, puppies are acting like lunatics, and so I'm going to do a video this way. Oh, Mr. Max is going to come over and say hello though. Hi baby. So, alright, it is still the 11th of November. It is still Thursday, it is still 2021, and it is still Veterans Day. So, before I start the video, I just want to acknowledge all my fellow veterans out there. Let's remember the people that gave the ultimate sacrifice that never came home. Let's think about them today. That's what I like to think about on Veterans Day, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice. So before I get into this video, I'm just going to tell you, I am freaking shot. I am completely shot. We moved that entire dirt pile today, plus stacked that wood, and then we actually did a little bit more of the gravel work. I was just like, okay, I'm done. And he's like, yep, me too. So once again, a big thank you to John for coming up. And, you know, he was like, I want to help you. I want to help you do some stuff. And I'm like, hey, if somebody wants to help, I am all for it, you know. As you guys know, most of the time I do everything by myself. If I'm working on a project or working on things around here, it's, you know, like a one-man show, any kind of grunt work. You know, like gardening and stuff like that. Obviously, Becky and Mom are a huge help. you know, we all did the painting of her building and stuff like that. But any kind of grunt work, that usually just falls on me. So to have somebody here today to help me with that was, and yesterday, was a really, really nice change. I will be honest with you. And we got, like I said, we got a lot done. So, you know, getting rid of a few more projects that need to be knocked out. Maybe have 5 wheelbarrows full of gravel left to move. So not too much at all there, which is going to be awesome. And so, good things. But, alright, so I wanted to do this video, guys. And I have my laptop open here, and I'm going to refer to this as I'm talking to you. The Department of Homeland Security. What a freaking joke. Beyond. And this is, okay, so let me give you, a disclaimer before we start this. This is my opinion, okay? I think that they are a joke. They're trying to stir things up where things are not there to be stirred up. And we will get into that in this video, okay? So the Department of Homeland Security, the secretary for them, and I don't even know how to say this person's name, so I'm not even going to attempt it, has issued a terror advisory amid the heightened threat environment across the United States. So they have this heightened terrorist threat possibility, right? Now, you're going to love this, okay? The United States continues to face a diverse and challenging threat environment as we approach several religious holidays and associated mass gatherings that in the past had served as potential targets for acts of violence, right? Through the remainder of 2021 and into 2022, domestic violence extremists, and I want you to listen to this, domestic violence extremists, including racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists and anti-government, anti-authority violent extremists will continue to pose significant threat to our homeland, the advisory continues. Now, I'm wondering, when they talk about this, are they talking about groups like BLM and Antifa? I'll bet they're not. I'll bet they're not talking about them because they're peacefully protesting, of course. Mostly peacefully protesting. What they're talking about is people that have had enough of the government's crap up to here and are finally saying enough is enough. So you're going to be labeled an extremist and a terrorist, like they're labeling parents that are advocating for their children at school board meetings. How dare they? How dare they stand up for their children's rights? How silly of them. What's wrong with these people, right? So, let me continue to read the rest of this. So that's the advisory. However, the advisory added that the Department of Homeland Security is not aware of any imminent or credible threat to a specific location of the United States. So in other words, there's no intel saying that, oh my God, something is going to happen, that these white people are going to stand up and rise up, right? But we're going to put that threat out there. Now let's be 100% honest, folks, okay? The average American citizen that loves his country, doesn't matter if he's white, black, red, or yellow, doesn't matter, is not going to stand up and do violent acts because they're unhappy. There's a different way of doing that. Now, are there groups of people out there that would like to see the downfall of the United States and the destruction of the United States and everything that we stand for in this country? You better believe it. And there are sleeper cells, in my opinion. Again, this is my opinion piece, guys. Remember this, okay? There are definitely sleeper cell groups out there, in my opinion, that are, if you want to call it, hell-bent on the destruction of the United States of America. And they're just waiting for the right opportunity to do what they're going to do. You are not going to see, the average citizen rise up and say, you know what, I've had enough of this stuff and I'm just going to start shooting people. See, we don't do that. The average citizen does not do that. They're going to voice their displeasure. They're going to let you know how we feel. And when these government agencies continue to try to put labels on us, and again, let me read that label again, all right? Radically, racially, or ethnically motivated violent extremists. So, of course, that's all those millions and millions of white supremacists out there. I'm sure there's just so many. You see it all the time. They're always burning stuff down and looting and robbing. Oh, wait a minute. That's not the white extremist or the white supremacist. Sorry. Wrong group of people. Anti-government and anti-authority violent extremists. Now, because you're anti-government does not make you a violent extremist. Because you don't believe in the BS that we are being fed on a daily basis and the propaganda and the nonsense that we are being fed on a daily basis does not make you a terrorist. What that makes you is somebody that uses this thing between your two ears called your brain. It's amazing how that works. And heaven forbid that you actually use your brain and think for yourself and come to the conclusion that we have been snowed, that we've been played, that we've been manipulated. Again, this is my opinion. Okay, so to be labeled, a violent anti-extremist because you're anti-authority or anti, government, it's absolutely ridiculous. And with no credible threat, they have no intel stating that, oh, goodness gracious, this lunatic group of extremists over here are planning some kind of action and we can't do anything until they act. They have nothing. But they're going to make something up, try to make something up out of nothing. I think what we need to be worried about, the election's over, right? So all the rioting and the looting and everything has stopped for the most part. Absolutely ridiculous. Thank you, media, for spinning the Rittenhouse trial a certain way. When that young man will most likely and should be acquitted because he defended himself while he was being attacked by more than one individual. Imagine that. How dare he defend himself? What is wrong with him? Lunacy. It's absolute lunacy. And we have to sit here and watch this circus freak show that is going on. And, people are getting sick of it. People are getting sick of it. That is an absolute, true and honest assessment. People have had enough. And when we've had enough, we'll see what happens then. My advice to those people that are pushing the buttons, okay? This is just this friendly advice. There's a lot of us out here. We are walking softly, but we're carrying a big stick. And there's only so far that we will be pushed. There's only so far that we'll be pushed. Screw with our children, and you might have bitten off more than you can chew. I am fortunate enough that my children are all grown, and 'cause the insanity is just, it's beyond belief as far as I'm concerned. And so, I like, again, so let me just say, I would like your feedback. I would like to hear what you guys have to say. It is beyond insane to me that we have let the inmates run the asylum. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they use fear, intimidation, propaganda, threats, you know. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. So, anyway, I am going to stop this video for now. So let me know how this comes out, because I'm curious to see how this comes out. Hopefully you guys can hear me better, because I stayed closer to the camera. And so I hope you guys heard me okay in this video. I like doing the fireside chats, but right now it's like an inferno out there. And so I actually have my door shut, so it's much cooler in here. And I do have a bunch of the cats in here with me, because they like to hang out. But I had to lock the dogs out, because they would be up my behind if they were in here. So anyway, I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you had a good day to reflect on what this day is all about, what Veterans Day is all about. I hope you had a chance to reflect on that. And that, like I said, that's just kind of where I stand on that. So anyway, guys, I am going to jump off here for now. Remember, we are all in this together. That is important to remember. We are one race called the human race. And as soon as we can figure that out, we're going to be in much, much better shape. This type of stuff with the Department of Homeland Security trying to stir the pot, trying to stir things up, having people be afraid for no reason, nonsense. Unnecessary. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So, also, remember to hug and kiss the ones that you love. Tell them every single day. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. We never know what's going to happen in life. It is really important that we tell the people that we care about every day how we feel. All right. Also, remember, guys, STD. Step, thing, and day. One step at a time, one thing at a time, and one day at a time. Whatever you are trying to do, whatever you are trying to accomplish, you can do it. The only person that can stop you from reaching your goals is you. That's it. Nobody else can stop you. Stay positive, stay away from the negativity, and you're going to be just fine. All right? I will see you all tomorrow. I am going to get a shower in, and I'm going to probably hit the hay early, because I definitely overdid today. But it was good. Like I said, when you have help, you definitely, you know, you take advantage of that, and if they're willing to work with you, and like I said, and John did an awesome job, and very, very much appreciated. All right, I will see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Prepper Nurse One, out for now.